Next, we have C2Sale Traceability Technology and Compliance with MJ Freeway. Now, the CEO, Jessica Belinsky, was not able to join us today, but we would like to welcome Tyler Stratford. Tyler is the operations consultant for MJ Freeway. Tyler has over 5 years of experience in the cannabis industry, including cultivation management and dispensary operations. Tyler now assists clients with MJ Freeway Business Solutions and offers his expertise in cannabis business and application support and workflow analysis. Let's welcome Tyler.
Thank you very much for that introduction. Everybody hear me okay? Awesome, great. Well, like she said, my background, of course, in the cannabis industry, I've been in it for about 5 years. About in 2011, I started as a dispensary director, a compliance officer for some Colorado-based medical dispensaries, as well as the medical grows. I then transitioned to being a dispensary director and compliance officer for some recreational dispensaries as well. Like she said, since I've been with MJ Freeway for about 2 years, I've been doing operations consulting from basically floor to ceiling. Anything you could need or understand in any part of this industry, we absolutely help you get down the right track. Okay. So, seed to sale technology and compliance. As it pertains to you guys up here in Canada, not us down in the States, we have a lot of different areas we need to focus on. Obviously, cultivation, harvest, processing, distribution, inventory, and sales. There's parts throughout all of these different processes where we need to have some tracking and traceability, obviously from seed to sale. That's what this process is. And we also need, not just for compliance sake, but we use this technology to help us be better as operators in any part of this industry. When we're talking about cultivation, this pertains to, as far as compliance goes, we need to know what we're applying to our plants, when we're applying them, okay? Where in our cultivation are these plants? What genetics do they come from? And that's just while the plant's alive. Once we harvest the plant, we need to know different information about it. So throughout this harvesting process, we need to worry about product and inventory diversion, not just our 30% or 60% moisture loss, getting it down to what we think is the best moisture percentage for our product, but where is everything disappearing to? Where's all of our trash, our byproduct going, okay? Are we using that for extraction? And the technology that MJ Freeway can provide as far as barcoding, batching, all of these things within your system can help you get some visibility into that. Now, when we talk about processing, not just extractions and infusions, but of course any kind of packaging, pre-packaging, things like that, we want to know where is our product along the chain of this process. We need to know where it came from, so getting a good chain of custody as to what plants this was grown, what plants were grouped together in this growth cycle and this harvest cycle, so that in the future, if there's any contamination problems, any pesticide issues, then we can track via chain of custody where all this ended up, okay? Distribution. Wholesale distribution is mostly what we're talking about here, but of course we want to make sure that in every side of our distribution that things are labeled compliantly. At this point, that's kind of opt-in at this point up here, right? But we want to know where things are going. We want to have an easy way to see transparently exactly what our order is, inventory manifests, maybe even routes of travel and GPS tracking for whoever's delivering our products. These are ways technology can help our distribution. With regards to inventory tracking, everybody knows that as we go to a grocery store and things are barcoded, we can just scan them across. That allows people to spend a lot more time with customers, patients, for instance. So we really want to simplify the inventory process, not only for management and diversion control, but also for our profitability, so we can see that it ends up exactly in the hands of the people it's supposed to end up in. And of course, sales. Eventually, when regulations kick in, we'll need to know taxes that are applied to each of the products that we're selling, who we're selling to, that they have a valid license or ID or are at least of age. And we need potentially software to help us track this. So hopefully we don't have to think about it. So we just become an easy dispensary. Now, Those are all kind of the background of, yes, maybe we need to be compliant. And of course, the benefit there is that, like Renee was saying, it costs a lot more to be uncompliant than it does to be compliant. So while there's an upfront cost for compliance, the consequences for not being compliant with regulations are far greater. So with regards to cultivation, we can have forecasts of what strains are going to produce our highest yields, as well as mortality rates of what strains are maybe not the best for us to take 50 clones of and then try and propagate all of those, right? As far as extraction goes, and testing of that extraction, or any of our products rather, we can actually see terpene profiles, so we can decide what is this going to best be used for, what ailments is this going to be best treating, as well as cannabinoid profiles. So are they desiring a certain level of intoxication or pain relief or antispasmodic properties? That's entirely based on different terpenes and cannabinoid profiles and their test results. Of course, with regards to wholesale distribution, technology can just give us a really good insight as to exactly what we're selling, what our highest demand strains are, products. And then, of course, on the patient side of things, what's staying on our shelves the longest, okay? What products are moving the quickest? What products have the highest return, okay? And then when we're talking about actually selling to different patients, what are we selling them? You know, last week they came in and they really liked this strain. It helped them out with a lot of their insomnia or their pain. In what way? We can actually track what their order history is, where it came from, even what testing results corresponded with exactly what they consumed. We also can help save our time, help save us some time with regards to revenue by not checking in patients that, for instance, are currently expired or not of age, etc. Now, when it comes to choosing a solution, because eventually we're going to need to comply with some regulations that are going to be in place up here, okay? Right now, it's kind of an opt-in, self-regulating environment. But as operators here, we need to be able to set a precedent so that when federal regulation comes around and we're actually able to set a good example of the way it should be done, they can ask us. They can ask you guys as operators what the best practices are. What laws should we have in place, because you guys have been in operation to the best of your ability for a while now. Obviously, as regulations move forward here in Canada, and you guys are required to track and test and comply with a lot more regulations on every side of the seed to sale process, we're here to grow with you, okay? So with all the different regulatory environments in, as you know of in the States, there's 26 different states as well as a couple different territories, and they all have their own laws. A lot of different gray areas, like in California, you don't even have to have a license to grow cannabis in any way. In Michigan, you can have collective clubs that are basically limited to a certain size. And as you can see, people get raided on a regular basis, okay? Those are all the people that are definitely not using a seed-to-sale technology to help them track every part of their process. So as the regulations kick in up here, I encourage you to reach out to MJ Freeway Business Solutions for support in being compliant with all those regulations, as well as using our technology to help your business be better in any part of your operation. Thank you very much.